Blog Talk Radio.
It's 7 hours.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote, Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and winologist expert. She is your featured host today on January Jones Sharing Success Stories. So sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones with her eclectic roster of guests on Blog Talk Radio as you learn life's lessons. These stories plus sharing equals success. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you are entering the no whining world of January Jones.
Hello, everyone. This is January Jones, and it's so wonderful to be with you today. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you remember the first thing you ever wrote? Probably it was way back in grade school. Tell me, would you like to learn how to write your first book? I'm talking about a real book here. Can you imagine writing your first book at the age of 50 or even older than that? Actually, I was 50 when I wrote my first book. Tell me, have you ever wanted to go to a book festival? Do you even know what a book festival is? Now, would you like to meet someone who has started her own writing career later in life, and then she went on to organize the Payson Book Festival? Now, are you ready to listen as our guest shares her success story? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, you are in the right place with us, and I welcome you to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. I am pleased to share that our show now has over 5 million listeners to date, and this podcast is syndicated on 5 networks, and it is archived 24/7 for your listening pleasure. Now, let me tell you a little bit about our guest today. She began writing in response to a challenge from her daughter in October 2011 and has been hooked ever since. Her books run the gamut from science, spy, and fantasy to contemporary to Halloween and to Christmas stories. She's published 2 novels, the Gulliver Station series, 3 collections of short stories, and has been included in 3 different anthologies. Her newest book, Lost Rainbows, follows Seamus O'Malley on a quest to recover the Leprechaun Kingdom's magic rainbows and gold before the rainbows are lost forever. After 20 books and inclusion in 5 anthologies, she then went on to found the Payson, Arizona Book Festival, and that has been quite successful, and that will be coming up again this year in July. It's my pleasure to welcome back to the show again Connie Cockrell. Hi, Connie. How are you doing today?
Hi, January. I'm doing great.
Oh,
I know
so
you are, too.
Yeah, I am. Finally, I'm doing great. It's so exciting to have you back on the show. You've been on before, and you are one of the busiest people I know in this town. Every time I read the local paper, I see your name or your husband Randy's name doing something exciting. How long have you been living here in Payson?
This is our 9th year. We've been here 9 years.
Oh. Okay, well, I've been here 10 years, so I got here just before you. You've been very productive. Where did you come from, Connie?
I came from upstate New York. I'm an upstate Adirondack girl. And
okay.
We decided that
yeah.
we were tired of shoveling snow.
Yeah. I know. I'm from Michigan, so I know exactly what you're talking about. Share with my listeners your background, your military history. I find that fascinating.
Well, thank you. I joined the Air Force right out of high school when I was 18 and stayed mm-hmm. in for 20 years,
wow.
bouncing back and forth between the United States and Europe in my assignments. And my mm-hmm. husband and I and my daughter, we had a great time in the military and then decided to retire. So there you go.
Uh-huh. Now, of all the places you were stationed, which was your favorite place?
I think England. We stayed there 7 years.
Oh, wow. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And were you in London or where were you based?
We were outside of London, a little tiny base called RAF Chicksands, which has since been decommissioned. So,
okay.
For a lot of people,
yeah.
assignment, and there's actually reunions every once in a while of people who are stationed there.
Uh-huh, yeah. As you know, my husband flew for United Airlines, and we were based actually in London for 1 year during his career, and it probably was the best year of his career. We had so much fun and got to go all over Europe during that year. I bet you traveled a lot, too, didn't you?
We did. My daughter turned 13 while we were stationed in England, and I took her to Paris for her birthday.
Okay. Well, that's really memorable. That's terrific.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, when you were in the service, traveling all over the world, leading such a fascinating life, did you do any writing then?
Well, just technical writing, reports, that kind of thing. I always, had little stories running in my mind, but I had really no idea how to write them down in any kind of coherent fashion. Yeah, so uh-huh. it was always, just a thing. I would write little pieces and then, throw them in the trash.
No, so when I see you said that you began writing as a challenge from your daughter,
right.
and you've been hooked ever since. Did you take a writing class, or how did you? What were the first things you did to become a writer?
Well, I took that challenge, and my daughter gave me a book to read about how to write a book, a novel.
Oh.
And that was Story Engineering by Larry Brooks, and Larry is a screenwriter in Hollywood, and he uses.
Uh-huh.
Most of us are familiar with a three-act play when you learn it in school. And if you go to a play, that it's really three acts. But Larry writes in four acts for television and movies. And so he teaches the four-act method, but it works out whether you use three acts or four acts. And everything he said made sense to me. Maybe I would have picked up some other book somewhere, I don't know, and maybe it wouldn't have clicked, but this one
mm-hmm.
did click, and I succeeded in that challenge. I wrote a book in 30 days that year.
You wrote your, repeat that again, you wrote your first book in 30 days.
Yep, 30 days. It was part of the National Novel Writing Challenge. And they want you to write at least 50,000 words in the month of November. So that breaks down to 1,667 words a day. And I did it. I was like, oh, this is kind of a grind, but I made it through the month, and I had a book at the end. So that was pretty good.
That's impressive. I'm so impressed because I've written six or seven books, and for me, each book has been a two-year struggle. So when you're out there writing in 30 days, you have my admiration and awe. right now, we're going to take a break and hear from one of our sponsors, and we'll be right back with Connie Cockrell.
Attention all listeners. Priceless Personalities, Success Stories Shared by January Jones, Volume 2 is now available at Amazon.com in paperback and Kindle editions. You'll be able to meet 10 amazing people who will be sharing their own personal stories with all their struggles, successes, and solutions sprinkled with lots of humor and hope. Priceless Personalities features a teenager who becomes one of the famous Supremes from Motown, a nurse who as a humorist helps people to heal, an inspiring laughter yoga instructor, a mother dealing with the loss of a child, an incredible motivational speaker, a woman who married 5 times, a gifted paranormal nurse, a wise economist, a funny female humorist, along with an older man sharing his sweet childhood in the Deep South. January's guests are all amazing and amusing. You will never forget meeting them. Go to Amazon.com for your own priceless experience.
Welcome back. Today we're visiting with my dear friend Connie Cockrell here in Payson, Arizona. And Connie is sharing with us her writing career, and she's here to give you some tips and help you if you're interested in writing something yourself. Now, Connie, let's talk about your success story, which is tremendously exciting. Tell us a little bit about some of the struggles that you've had with your writing career.
Well, because I do tend to write fast, I don't edit fast, mm-hmm. mind you, that's a whole different process, but I wrote a lot really fast, and I was suffering from some burnout. I had several projects in the works, and I just really couldn't focus on getting anything done. You uh-huh. hear about authors getting writer's block, and really I didn't have writer's block. What I had was a motivation block. So I had all these projects started, but I wasn't finishing anything. So it just had to run its course, really. At the end of 2018, really, all of 2018 was kind of a loss for me. I put out one book in the year, and that I put out in January. So really, uh-huh. I didn't do a lot of work in 2018, and then in October, my mom, all of her health issues caught up with her. I brought her to my house to take care of her. So the last 3 months of the year, I didn't really have a lot of time for writing anyway. I was taking care of my mom, and then she passed away mm-hmm. in December. So, you know, there was all this grief. I had to fly back to New York, and there was a funeral and all that. And I'm her executor, uh-huh. so there was all that to deal with. But at the end of January, I was just going, you know, I just want to pick a project and get on with it. Just pick something and finish it. Uh-huh. So I did. My new book, fantasy book, Slave Elf, was the result of me just picking the damn project and moving on with it. So that's how I got Slave Elf published, actually. I had started it as a serial on my blog. It was supposed to be uh-huh. a short flash fiction, 1,000 words, but that uh-huh. didn't work. And I was like, oh, when I finished the section, I was like, oh, well, I can wrap this up in 4 or 5 bits. You know, 4 or 5 episodes, and then it'll uh-huh. be over. Well, I got to episode 5, and I could see it wasn't anywhere close to being done. I said, oh, okay, 5 more. And so that went on like that for the next 11 months. it took me 56 weeks to finish the story, and I was doing it in 1,000-word increments every week on my blog. So uh-huh. that's how that worked out. And then so I let it rest for a long while, and 2018 was the year of the burnout. But earlier this year, I just said, okay, let's pull it all together, clean it up, because I was writing. I usually post these stories kind of raw on my blog. I mean, I try to spell the words uh-huh. correctly and things. But, you know, when you're just writing 1,000 words at a time, errors creep into the story. So continuity sure. errors and stuff like that. So I pulled it all together. I tried to clean it up. I sent it to my editor. He helped me straighten it out. And I sent it to mm-hmm. a second editor to clean up the grammar and punctuation and all that stuff. And I finally put it out in I think it was February. I put it out in February, so that was kind of exciting. It took me a while, but I got it out. So that's my second fantasy book.
Oh, wow. That's very exciting. You know, I'm noticing on our dashboard we have a caller calling in, perhaps with a question. Let me go to them and see if they'd like to be on the air with us right now.
Cool.
Hello, caller. Hello, caller.
Hi there, everyone. I wasn't expecting that. Hi.
Okay, I guess they don't want to ask a question. Maybe they'll call. We'll get to them later. So you said you sent your book to your editor. Have you worked with the same editor for your entire career?
Yes, I have. It's a guy out of New Zealand, actually. He and I get along really well, and he tells me the hard stuff. So, you know, whether I want to hear it or not, he tells me where, you know, my theme perhaps or my development isn't going as well as it should. So, I've worked with him for a while. And the second editor, she's actually out of Germany. But I knew her through a writing group, an online writing group. And she is wicked smart. And very good at, and she really helped me pull some stuff together on that story as well.
That's very helpful. Now, how did you go about finding your editors? Well, the one you found through a writing group, how did you find the gentleman in New Zealand?
Actually, through another author, she uses that same editor, and she has a link on her site to this editor, and she is she's a well-known author and does a lot of classes for other writers, and that's actually we mentioned earlier, you know, how did I learn to write, her class on how to revise your novel I took back at the beginning of my career, and it was extremely helpful. Not only for how to revise my novel, but once you know how to revise your novel, you know how to write it in the first place. So that was that was really helpful. It was an expensive class for me at the time, and it's still an expensive class, but and it took months. It took 6 months to do. Actually, she has it structured as a 6-month class, and it took me 8 months because I'm slow. But that was so helpful to do at the beginning that I don't regret the money I spent on that class at all.
Okay, now that's good advice to give to people who are thinking about writing their first book. How old were you, may I ask, Connie, when you did write your first book?
I think I was 57, I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah. See, you know, I wrote my first one when I was 50 and never had a clue that I was ever going to be a writer or anything like that. And my message, and I'm sure your message also, is that it's never too late, is it?
Oh, no. No, it's never too late. And to be honest, part of the reason I was reluctant to spend so much money on the class is I really still had no idea that I was going to pursue this for any length of time, but it's been it's been 9 years now, right? So, I've been doing it for a while now.
and the total, I'm at your website, and I want to share this with our listeners. It's ConniesRandomThoughts.com, and if you go to her website, Connie Cockrell Author, you'll find out so much. You have a section about the author, and it tells her story and some of the projects she's been involved in throughout her career. It also has a free fiction section, a media page, and then she has a page with my books and other products. Also, Connie does a newsletter, and I subscribe to it, and it is a fantastic newsletter with lots of great information. She has a section about vision board classes, which we're going to talk about in our next segment. And then she goes on to Where Will I Be, which is a good question for all of us. And then her last page is Giveaways and Prizes. So if you're interested in doing anything with your writing career, I suggest you go to her website, Tani'sRandomThoughts.com, and it's just an incredible amount of information and encouragement there. Speaking about information, we're going to take a break and hear from our sponsor, and we'll be right back with Connie Cockrell.
Lately, there's a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th commandment that reached number one at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th commandment, you'll find out what people whine about and how to stop them from whining. This is the perfect gift book to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shall Not Whine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor with her book being published in Korea and China. You can find Thou Shall Not Whine at Amazon.com.
Welcome back with my guest, Connie Cockrell, and she's just finished her book, the first one in Slave Elf, a series, and this is your first one in that series, isn't it? Are you there, Connie?
Yep, sorry. Okay. Yes, that's my first book in that particular
Slave Elf,
series.
And that's on Amazon, and that's
yes,
the first
is.
One in that series. And you're also recovering your Brown Rain books and reformatting the interior to make them nicer. Do you have a special person that you work with on reformatting?
Actually, I went ahead and bought an Apple laptop and purchased the program Vellum. And Vellum does
uh-huh.
a really excellent job of doing interior formatting. And it looks so much, it looks very professional, and it's very easy to use, but the program is only available for Apple machines. So I had to
okay.
buy an
mm-hmm.
Apple laptop. And that it's
yeah.
been a learning curve, to be honest.
You know, that was, I went to a writing format seminar in New York when I started writing, and that's one of the things I found out at the time. I was in the seminar, and everyone pulled out their computers, and, of course, they all had Apples. And one of the participants told me that if you're serious about writing, you really need to work with Apple. I also, when I started writing, I got involved with CreateSpace, and now Amazon is Kindle Direct. Do you work with any of those formats?
Yes. I started with CreateSpace, which was
mm-hmm.
an Amazon company at the time, and now
yeah.
Amazon has taken CreateSpace down totally, and it's now Kindle Direct Publishing. And my
mm-hmm.
last book, Slave Elf, but also my last book I just put out like a week ago is a Western,
uh-huh.
and I've used Kindle Direct Publishing for both of those.
Okay, and I also recommend that too. And I think that it's just a no-brainer how easy they make it for you to publish a book. Don't you agree?
Yeah, it's pretty easy. They have tutorials, so that if you've never
uh-huh.
done it before, you can use their tutorial, and that helps a lot.
Yeah, yeah, I found that too. Yeah, my last book was a struggle too. I usually can get a book done in 2 years, and the last book took close to 3 years. And like you, I kind of I lost my focus. I had other issues going on in my life, and when that happens, you kind of the writing gets pushed to the back. However, my book just came out a month ago, too, and it's very exciting to be back in the mix. Are you doing any other projects besides writing these days? I know you're totally involved in the book festival, which we're going to talk about soon, but are you doing any other things?
No, actually. As far as outside projects go, I actually gave up being on the fair board. It just required the same amount of effort as the book festival, but I wasn't putting the effort into it, and I thought that wasn't fair to the fair board. So I stepped away from that. But I'm trying to be healthy and exercise, and I still do my own gardening and have fruit trees and that kind of thing. So. So I stay busy with that, and I'm trying to get the writing going so that I've been doing a lot of book festivals and things like that. I just came back from Mesa with the KJZZ book festival. They did Storyfest, and that was a lot of fun this last weekend.
And so you're expanding your speaking business, and you speak to groups, and that's a whole new challenge, isn't it? Do you enjoy doing that?
I do enjoy going to speak to groups. I have a lot of fun meeting all these new people, and I try to keep things humorous, and I'm not a humorist, so that sometimes doesn't work as well as I like, but I like to keep things light and entertaining as I can be. And so thank you for mentioning my media page, where I do have some recorded presentations and other things I've done if somebody's interested in me speaking to their group.
Yeah, and I'm hoping that you'll post this show at your media page. Okay, let's jump over to the Payson Book Festival. How long has that been going on? I think I was at the very first one. However, I can't remember what year it was.
Well, this is our fifth year, so we're pretty excited about it. We think we are at the point now where we can just tweak things. We're not having to invent the wheel every year. We're pretty pleased with the way it's going. We have really close to 90 authors coming to the festival this year, and then we have the two rooms with speakers going on, so there's something for you to do all day. And our kids zone, we've started working with the Payson Community Kids, and we have two projects with them. They're going to do a puppet show for us, and they also wrote a book. We brought some people in, Elaine Vortuba from the Gila County Library. And she worked with the kids they wrote their own book and illustrated it. So that's going to be for sale at the book festival. And we're really excited about the story that the children put together for us. It's quite the adventure. I've seen some of the preliminary copy, and the artwork is just fantastic. So I'm really excited about that. So there's something going on in the kids' zone all day.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Now, how many authors did you have 5 years ago in that first festival?
I think we had about 80. We were at the community college, but some of those authors were outdoors. In July, for those of you who know Arizona, is monsoon season, and I was afraid every year that we were going to get rained out. So about 2 years ago, we moved to the casino, to the ballroom, and there's plenty of space there for everything we want to do, and we're out of the rain.
That rain, the monsoon season, if you've ever been to Arizona, it's quite an experience. It happens in the afternoon, and it's usually, probably about an hour, maybe 2 hours, of one of the biggest downfalls you'll ever see. And then it just stops, and it's beautiful again. But you certainly don't want to be outside during one of these events. Now, for people who want to come to the book festival, and if you're in the Phoenix area, you just go up Highway 87 up to Beeline Highway up to Payson, and as you just get to the town, to the right, you'll see the Mons Mountain Casino, and that's where this event will be taking place. And you have 90 authors this year, and I'm just scrolling through the authors page at the Payson Book Festival website, and that's paysonbookfestival.org. And if you go to the authors page, you'll just see an amazing group of people that are sharing their work. Are there any ones you would like to talk about and highlight, especially this year, Connie?
Yeah, we have, at the last minute, I managed to get Bob Bowes-Bell, who operates the True West magazine. He and a handful of his editors and writers are going to be at the book festival. So that's very exciting. I've been trying to get Mr. Bell to the book festival since the beginning. So when he emailed me and said, hey, do you mind if we come up? I was like, no, I don't mind at all. So we've got that going on. Author Teresa Sneed is going to be one of our featured authors this year. And she writes some fantastic stuff, some about the Salem witchcraft trials. And that's a fascinating topic, really. A historical topic for our country, and she does a really good job covering that. So she's going to be one of our featured speakers. And then we have Marshall Truman is coming back, and he had to miss last year, but he's back this year, and Buckshot Dot. And I schedule them kind of next to each other because the crowd loves both of them. So, and then they get together and sing and tell stories together too. So, so I'm really excited about having them back this year.
Yeah. Well, Teresa Sneed, she has been on my show many times. And as a matter of fact, at one point she was a co-host with me and we used to work together once a month, and she's fascinating. And as you said, her history goes back to the Salem witch hunts, and one of her relatives was actually part of that, and I believe burned at the stake. So she's a fascinating guest and author, and she writes a lot of paranormal things, and she's going to be on the show soon. And also Marshall Trimble, he has never been on my show before, but he's scheduled to come on the show. And I'm looking forward to interviewing him. I've reviewed some of his material. It's such a great opportunity to meet so many working authors when you go to the book festival, and you get a feel for not only how difficult it is to write, but how rewarding. Don't you agree, Connie?
I do agree. And one of the best things about an author who going to the book festival is to talk to the readers. You get a really good feel for what they enjoy reading and, you know, that kind of thing, and get some feedback. Writers tend to write all alone in a room, so getting some feedback is always worthwhile. And it's just nice to talk to people.
Yeah, it's how many people usually come to the event? Do you have any idea?
Last year we had probably 800 people at the event.
Wow.
Yeah, right. It's astounding. When I first decided that I wanted to do a book festival up here in Payson, I was thinking there'd be, I don't know, maybe 30 authors in a room and, you know, 200 or 300 people might come by. No.
Yeah.
It got really big fast.
And I think each year it grows. And if you were at 800 last year, I can imagine you getting to 1,000. Some of the books that are featured are just fascinating. And a lot of the authors are here from Payson, but a lot of them come up from the Valley to promote their work and share their experience. When you would meet people and they're thinking about writing a book, what would be the first advice you would give them?
I would advise them to either take an online class or find a book. There's a lot of books on how to write your novel. I would find a book that resonates with you, that works, kind of reminds you of the way you work, and do that. Read through that and get an idea of how to structure a novel or a book. And you can get books on how to write a novel or books on how to write a nonfiction, you know, a history or something like that, or a business, you know, a business thing. So there's a lot of books out there, and online writer groups are really helpful. I joined one just as I was getting started, and it was extremely helpful to talk to other authors who had more experience than I did to get a feel for what to do and especially what not to do, and how to get your book published.
I love that, not to do, because I could spend a whole hour telling people things not to do. And, you know, when you and I started writing, we were, like, at that point in time, pretty much inventing the wheel. And I did my first book I self-published, and you want to talk about having an education. I had to self-teach myself the whole process. And as we were just saying earlier, it's become so much easier and so simple now that you've got the app. First we had CreateSpace and now Kindle Direct. So for most people, there's really, really no excuse if you're thinking about writing to not give it a try. And as far as finding an online writing group, there are quite a few of those out there, aren't there, Connie?
Yeah, there are. You can, even if you just did a Facebook group, there's a group for every genre. So you can do a search on, you know, writers groups for mysteries or writers groups for steampunk, whatever it is you write. There's a group, at least one group, if not more, on Facebook. You can get hooked up to other groups that have their own sites and have even more privacy, yes, but more instruction than you would get maybe on a Facebook group.
Yeah, and I think the connection and meeting with other people is so important, and I think that's why your book festival is so successful. I think it's a good opportunity for writers to get together and connect and the different genres. You know, you write fiction, I write nonfiction, but one group that has always fascinated me have been the people who write children's books, because when I first got into writing, I thought, oh, children's books, that would be pretty easy to do. Well, guess what? It's probably one of the hardest things in the world to write. Don't you agree?
It is. I had an illustrator, one of the illustrators who has been to the book festival. I had him come up to talk to our local writers group about what it takes to put out a children's book. And it's just, there's just so many details. The artwork alone just takes a long time to produce and then get in the right format. So, it was very helpful to hear him talk about what it takes to put a children's book out.
Oh, yeah. And you have a fascinating group of children's books, and I love some of the names, if I may briefly just highlight them. Lucinda, the Small Butterfly, Why the Rooster Crowed, and Raccoon Rainbow, Christmas Alligator, Bumblefoot, and we have Maury C. Moose, And that's a series of books, Maurice C. Moore.
Yes.
Fascinating.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So that, do you have them all the children's books in one section when you have this event?
No, the authors prefer not to be next to authors in their same genre.
Okay.
So everybody's scattered throughout the room.
Okay, wonderful. All right, we're going to take a break and hear from our sponsor. And when we come back, we'll finish up with Connie and talk about the upcoming event at the Payson Book Festival this year. We'll be right back.
Have you ever met someone who was unforgettable? Someone who touched your heart and soul? People who have faced difficult problems. People who have fearlessly shared their stories. People who have priceless personalities. I've been fortunate to host a talk show, and it's been my privilege to interview hundreds of guests. They've shared their stories, their struggles, their secrets, and their successes. In my new ebook, we're talking about people dealing with incest, molestation, runaway kids, child abuse, drug abuse, polygamy, scandals, and starting over. Then there are my guests dealing with difficult physical struggles such as blindness, cancer, and birth defects. All of them have been exciting, eclectic, and energizing. They've amazed, amused, and even astonished me. I have adored getting to meet them and look forward to sharing them with you in my new ebook. Now you can go to Amazon.com to get your introductory offer of Priceless Personalities, Success Stories Shared by January Jones for only $4.99. Do it today.
Welcome back with my wonderful guest, Connie Cockrell, and we've been talking about how to write your first book. Connie has shared her writing experience, and she is very prolific. 20 books, 5 anthologies. She's been published in EverydayStories.com. She's been published in Frontier Tales. And she's always on the lookout for a good story idea. Also, Connie, you're still involved in the tell us about the project where you write the book in 1 month, the 30-day project.
Yeah, that's National Novel Writing Month. And it comes around every November. And the goal is to write 50,000 words in a month, which is always, you know, you think, well, wait, there's Thanksgiving and there's this and there's that. And, yeah, there is.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, you can put some words out even on Thanksgiving Day if you plan right. You know, even if all you write is 250 or 500 words, now you've got words for the day and you can move on with the rest of your day. But it has its own website, and you can search on National Novel Writing Month. And it's a nonprofit organization. And basically, people from all over the world get on there and say, yes, I'm going to try this year. And there's groups on the website that you can get involved with. And that's actually how I found my first writers group, is because I was on that page and there was a mediator for my area in Arizona. And we started chatting, and she invited me to this particular writers group. And I joined and just really got a lot of great information about both writing and the publishing industry. So that's what a writing group can do for you. And I found it through National Novel Writing Month. So that was a lot of fun and very informative. And there's a lot of encouragement on the site for you to just write your words. Don't worry what they look like. Don't worry if they're punctuated correctly or spelled right. It doesn't matter. Just put the words on the page, because it's really hard to edit a blank page. It's much easier to edit a page that actually has words on it. So that's what they say. Don't worry about it. Just write your story. get the words down, and then you can worry about editing later.
Yeah. That's such great advice. You have to write before you can be edited. And what a good support group. And it's the kind of thing that, what is you about to lose? And I'm thinking, even though it is in November, most people after Thanksgiving dinner, they fall asleep on the couch. Well, you can go to your computer and do a few words, or actually maybe the ideal is how many words you have to write, 2,000 words a day?
Technically, it's 1,667. I always try to write 2,000 words a day so that I have some buffer for days where life just interferes and you don't get any writing done at all.
And I'm sure that happens. Also, before we close out this show, Connie, would you share a little bit about the RIM Country chapter of Arizona Professional Writers? And tell us a little bit about the scholarship competition that you have for high school seniors here in our area.
Yes, I belong to my local writing group, Arizona Professional Writers. It's a statewide organization that was originally founded about 50 years ago with female journalists. They were not allowed in the press clubs because they were women. So they formed their own organization. It was originally called Arizona Press Women, and they formed their own organization. And these were some really powerful women journalists. And they did this organization, and we have inherited it. And now it's not just journalists. It's people like me, authors, novelists, historians, that kind of thing, that anybody that writes anything. And our chapter here in RIM Country is pretty active. We have probably 20 or 30 members for this particular chapter, and we meet every month here in Payson. Mm-hmm. And what we do is the book festival is a project of the local chapter, and the proceeds from the book festival go to scholarships. We do two scholarships. One for the community college and one for graduating high school seniors. And that's graduating high school seniors, whether they're homeschooled or they're in the charter school or they're in the regular Payson High School. And it's $500. So, that's a good chunk of money for buying books or whatever you need for college. And we enjoy doing that. And we have had some really great kids come through the program and get that $500 and go on to college. And we just really enjoy doing that. And that's what the book festival is for. And we're recently have our own 501c3 for the book festival. And so we're an official nonprofit now just for the book festival.
Wonderful. And in order to contact them, you could go to Arizona Professional Writers Scholarship Application, and you can contact Connie via email, connie.cockrell, C-O-C-K-R-E-L-L, @gmail.com. Also, go to her the website, for the PaysonBookFestival.org, and that'll give you any kind of information you want to look into. And she's got all sorts of interesting information and a media room, and you can meet other the author section's fabulous. There's such a all 90 of them are there, and they're wonderful. Well, Connie, we're almost at the end of our visit. Anything you have to say as far as advice or encouragement to our listeners?
It's just important to have good contacts. One of the reasons we go to book festivals is to just make a connection with our readers. And whether you're just new or you're an experienced author, that connection with your readers and with other authors really can make the difference between a successful career and one that's not as successful as you would like it to be. So, you know, go ahead, contact people. Authors are a nice group. We like to help each other write because, you know, you're not losing a reader if you share with other authors. And there's no competition there because you can only write so many books a year. And readers read a lot of books a year. So you're not losing anything by helping a fellow author.
Well, I agree with you. In my writing career, I have always found that other authors have been so supportive, so encouraging, just like you today, Connie. And I want to thank you so much for visiting with us and sharing your writing experience and sharing the information about the Payson Book Festival here with us today in the No Wine Zone. Thank you, Connie.
Thank you
now,
for having me.
Our listeners, oh, it's been wonderful. For all our listeners, you need to stop whining and then start smiling. And if that doesn't work, then you can just start eating chocolate, lots and lots of chocolate. And in your spare time, you can think about sitting down and to start your own writing career today. This is January Jones signing off, reminding you to take care and stay safe.
We want to thank you for listening to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra, if you can think it, you can do it. That's what all of our guests have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own story with your family and friends. We hope that our guest stories will encourage you to explore an equation in your future that will combine your creativity, plus connecting with others will enable you to be successful too. Always remember, your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity as you explore the wonderful world of January Jones.
There, January.